This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. And you know what I'd like to hear from tonight? If you want to call in to participate, you can, of course, bring up anything you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. But we always bring a topic to the table. And we've been talking about this so-called scandal. The sexting scandal is being described by CBS New York out of Ridgewood, New Jersey, at least a high school, maybe. They said they targeted or that notices were sent to parents of children in grades 6 to 12, but they didn't say in which grade the so-called explicit images were found.
Oh, that's true.
Being they passed around. Yeah, they didn't say that. But regardless, it tends to be the high schoolers who get caught up in these so-called sexting scandals. And I guess I'd like to hear from somebody who, you know, thinks that this is a big deal, that this is a scandal, that this is like that if you were to take a photo of yourself, as some people have done in the past, Vin, you admitted that, you know, in the past this happened when you were a teenager with Polaroids. Now it's, you know, ubiquitous as far as the people having these smartphones, especially young people. It's probably 95% of any given high school class that likely has a smartphone. They're ubiquitous, and so it makes it easy to not only take a photo, but to share those photos. Mm-hmm. And the administration at these schools and the police departments would have you believe that not only is the taking of the photos and the sharing of them supposedly manufacturing and distribution of child pornography, which is just, to me, just ridiculous on its face, but they also want you to believe that it's somehow going to be, even if there weren't legal consequences for you for it, that it would be a bad thing in the future if these photos were to be found, that it could somehow ruin your life. And I would like to know from somebody, if you're in our audience here tonight, if you agree with that, if you think that a naked photo taken of you, in many cases by you, you know, that gets around, right? You send it to your boyfriend, you break up with him, and then he's a real jerk, so he sends it out to all of his buddies, right? And then they send them to their buddies, and before you know it, it makes it back around, and it's made it to everybody in the grade level, right, or at the school. So I can understand how that might be devastating in the moment, right? Like, that could be a little embarrassing. It could be frustrating. It could be anger-inducing. But I just don't buy the claim that, you know, 20 years later, you're going to be applying for some corporate job, and they're going to look you up on the internet and find out that, you know, little Sally Smith had a picture of herself taken when she was 16 years old, and then like, oh, sorry, you've got a sexting photo here. Sorry, you were otherwise qualified for the job, but you got a sexting photo, so therefore we're not going to hire you. I mean, is that what they want you to believe?
Well, isn't the whole idea with the sexting that you're sending it to another person? I mean, if you're putting it up on a... So I'm assuming it's being sent directly, whether that's through some messenger app or SMS or email, whatever, Facebook Messenger. Right. But the idea is that if you were to put it up in some public place, then, well, first off, whoever put it up in the public place is putting up a naked photo of an underage person. They've put themselves... So I'm assuming that this was not... that these photos were ever public, that it was just somebody had... either received a photo or they found out that someone was sending a photo and someone probably snitched on them and said, oh, you know, Mary sent photos to her boyfriend. But again, it's like 16-year-olds or 15-year-olds or whatever, you know, some high school boyfriend and girlfriend. And, you know, if they're sexually active with each other, the chances of them sending nude photos to the other person
seems fairly high.
It seems like 100% to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Like, what are the chances that it wouldn't have? I'm not saying
like
that
simply
you
because
should.
Not only because there could be these legal consequences, but simply because, you know, you probably don't want everybody to see that,
and
it's so easy for that to happen now. If you take the photo, then it's out of your hands. As soon as it's out of your hands, it's out of your hands, and you know there's nothing you can do.
But they're also 16 years old, so that's. It's not like they have that sort of wisdom. You don't get that wisdom unless. You know, wisdom comes from making mistakes, right? But I think that it's probably, this is you know, oh, this the scandal shocking this community. It's like, I have a feeling that there's billions of these photos every single day. It's like every high school couple, they have to be doing this. They're used to communicating this way. Yep. They're used to taking photos, selfies. They're used to sharing those selfies with friends and sending them to other people.
And culture tends to be, you know, that surrounding, you know, young people and beauty and all that.
Of course.
I mean, they feel like they have to. They probably feel very pressured in some ways.
Yep.
But I just don't buy the claim that, oh, this is somehow going to affect the rest of your life. Because what they'll do is, in some cases, Vin, we've shared stories like this before on Free Talk Live, especially the ones where people do get charged with, you know, teenagers do get charged with child pornography. Well, yeah, that's going to ruin your life if the state actually hits you with a sex offender status because you took a picture of yourself and it happened to get back to them. And so there's some states where they will allow for a class to be taken where it's like, oh, well, we understand you're just a teenager and you didn't know what you were doing, and so we're not going to hit you with this felony child pornography charge if you agree to go take our propaganda class that tells you about how dangerous sexting is and how bad it is for your future.
What did they say? I'm so curious, because they said, what is the action that they're recommending? They're saying, parents, check your child's phone.
I'll get to that part.
And then what?
Yeah, so this is from the story at CBS New York, which starts by talking about how there's this scandal and, you know, this notice went out to parents. Fishbean, that's Daniel Fishbean, he's the superintendent of the school district, said schools in Ridgewood have been teaching students the proper uses for social media. He urged parents and guardians to take an active role in monitoring their children's phone use. So basically saying, you need to get on your kid's phone and invade their privacy.
Right.
It's for their own good, of course.
Right.
Now, you're a parent, Vin. I mean, you've got a very young child, one that's two to be born. But
yes.
You know, at some point, you might have to deal with this.
I'm assuming that I will have to deal with it.
Are you going to, I mean, have you even thought about this yet? Are you going to be the kind of parent who's like, give me your phone. I need to look through that.
No, because
that's what they want you to do.
Yes, I know that they do. I would say a relatively good respect of my privacy from my parents.
Okay.
But I know people who did not, and I don't think that anything positive came from that. I think that the people who I know who are the most well-adjusted in that regard are the people whose parents spoke and communicated often with them, but also said to them, look, I'm not going to go prying into your stuff.
Yep.
I'm not going to, but I do want to talk with you. And if you have issues,
talk to me.
I'm here for you. I'm not going to judge you on that or whatever, but I'm also going to give you your privacy.
And you would think that the young person would be more likely to talk if they felt like their parents were respecting them in the beginning, like by not invading their privacy.
Of course.
Instead of the warden parent who's like coming in the room, flipping the door, you know, the drawers out.
That's right.
Taking all the clothes out of the drawers, checking for a bag of weed or, you know, a knife or whatever they're expecting to find in there, tossing the closet. I mean, that sounds like prison to me, because that's what they do in prison. They toss your cell.
Well, right? I think what's even more insidious about this is the parents who are respecting their kids' privacy will get this sort of message and will continue respecting their kids' privacy. They may say, hey, there's this sexting thing. You know, you probably don't want to do that. I'm not going to go. They're saying go through your phone. I'm not going to go through your phone, but let's have a little conversation. Whereas the parents who are unhinged and who want to. This is just an excuse for them to come to. Whether these kids are doing it or not, it's an excuse to be like, oh, now. And now they're paranoid and suspecting, and it's like, why are you doing this? Why are you subjecting kids to. You're making life worse for them, whether they were doing this or not, by saying, oh, there's this huge problem of sexting. It's a scandalous problem. It's insidious. I do not like it.
I'm still not sure what the problem is besides the fact that adults are overreacting to it.
That's exactly what it is.
Like, oh, you want me to believe that this is going to be a problem, a naked picture of yourself at age 16 or 17 in the future? Would a naked picture of yourself at age 18 also be a problem? Or is it only a problem if it's, you know, before you turn the arbitrary age of legal consent?
I mean, I was on a TV show for 6 years that had nudity on it, so if you type in my name into Google, you will definitely find some nude pictures of me. Hasn't ruined my life. It made my life significantly better.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us. If you are a parent and you want to comment on this, we'd love to hear from you, especially if you're somebody who does think that this is a terrible thing, that this is going to ruin somebody's life. Down the line, 855-450-FREE. I want to hear from you. 855-450-3733. Join us on the radio. Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time, limitless digital experiences.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
thoughts about whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Not surprised that not a single person responded to my inquiry here. And by the way, we're on the air in New Jersey on Saturday nights. I don't know where Ridgewood is. I didn't bother to pull it up on a map, but we got a great New Jersey station in Atlantic City. WPG has been airing this show for quite a long time on both AM and FM. So, you know, we're at the very least in the same state with this program. And I just don't believe the claim that this is in any way a scandal or in any way, you know, shocking or in any way somehow detrimental to a young person's future if they happen to have a naked photo of themselves passed around a high school class. I just don't buy it. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. Oh, and speaking of joining us, you can join us in real life. I hear you're going to an Acapulco in 2019.
Yes, I'm speaking. I just found out I'm speaking. So.
What's the topic going to be? Do you know yet? It's like whatever you want it to be. Basically.
Yeah, basically, whatever. It'll be something related to the spread of cryptocurrency. I think I'm going to do something with cryptocurrency in the developing world or something, and how that relates to bringing more liberty. I think.
Make sure you mention that you moved to New Hampshire too, and all the cool things.
Oh no, of course I will. Okay. Of course I will. Yes.
I don't know. They haven't asked me to speak yet, but if they do, it's going to be all about what's happening in New Hampshire. But I know they want people to move to Acapulco, obviously, because it's beautiful down there, and you can't blame anybody at all for moving to Acapulco. But this will give you an opportunity to see not just me and Vin, because we're going to be broadcasting Free Talk Live there, but also Ron Paul is going to be speaking again.
Love it.
And look, let's be honest, you only have so many more chances to see Ron Paul speak.
Unfortunately, that's true. Yeah.
I love my dog Jazzy, but she's only going to be here for so much longer. She's 14 years in dog years, and Ron's in his 80s in human years.
That is actually about 14 years in dog years.
Yeah, you actually it's more than that. I think it's a little more than that. Yeah, but you want to see Ron Paul speak? This is an incredible place to do it. He packed the house this year. Over 1,700 people, standing room only, to watch him speak. But not just Ron Paul. Judge Andrew Napolitano will be making his first appearance at Anarchapulco. Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, many other names still to be announced. I probably should go and check their list and see who else they've announced. I think David Icke, they said, was going to be there.
Love it.
Anarchapulco.com. They're going to cover all kinds of different topics there, and you're going to get to meet the largest gathering of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and ANCAPs in the world. Mm-hmm. This is the one. It's really the best kind of party slash convention thing that I've been to in recent years. It took that crown, I think, from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And they did a good job over at Anarchapulco. Plus, now you can save 15% off of your tickets if you go and get them now at anarchapulco.com using code FTL. So it's your first time. This is the first year of Anarchapulco where there's a discount available for Free Talk Live listeners. So check it out over at anarchapulco.com, code FTL. And don't forget, they sold out this year.
Yes, that's right.
So even though they're moving to a larger space next year, it's going to be the same beautiful resort, but they've got an even larger room that can hold like 3,000 people. As of a few weeks ago, they were over 1,500 tickets sold already.
Yeah,
so
you want to do it immediately. You want to get those tickets immediately.
They are on track for selling out again coming up in 2019. And if they can sell this out again, they're just going to keep selling it out and selling it out. And
of course.
At some point, it won't be able to move to a larger venue. The venue they're moving to is going to be maybe the largest, you know, it's certainly one of the largest ones available in Acapulco. So I don't think it could get to more than 3,000.
We might have to split it between two hotels.
That gets, you know, that ruins
a track
it. It's harder when
different
you do
tracks
it like
and stuff.
That.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Nobody wants to do that. So at some point, this is going to max out, and then it's going to be even harder to get tickets. So get yours now. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got Rich. He's on the line in Indiana, listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Rich.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to your show and the photography and so on. Technology is making this easier and easier and easier. But everybody's getting all upset about naked children. You know, we've got these pictures. Well, I was telling your answerer as I was calling through. I'm 71 years old and coming up on my 72nd. And I remember back in my childhood, we would go skinny dipping and nobody thought anything about it. In today's world, we got the sex offender, we got the registry, and then you start this is too damn complicated to handle on the radio. This is so many layers. Who's a sex offender? The drunk that is black bag at the dumpster, and a cop goes by, and oh my God, indecent exposure. Okay, he's on the
right,
sex offender.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's just out of control. And then if you look at the law, nude children are, oh, yeah, that's pornography, except in the case where it's used for science or art or education.
Right.
Okay, now wait a minute. Who's making the decision on what's art or not? I remember the stink when Andy Warhol painted a can of Campbell's soup.
mm-hmm.
You know,
well, right. Somebody out there is going to be offended by just about everything. I mean, you can find somebody who's super offended by everything.
Absolutely. And then you've got these radicals like that. West Laurel or Westboro Baptist Church or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Westboro Baptist Church.
You know, that we got to have it our way or, you know, we got to do it our way or it's wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, and where the hell do we get these people from, you know, and how do we stop them?
Well, the good news is you can just basically ignore them and, you know, don't give them the attention that they're seeking. That's the best way to stop those people, because ultimately the Westboro Baptist Church should be free to be idiots if that's what they want to do. If they want to go and protest a funeral or whatever it is they want to do, then okay, fine. Just don't go up and take their picture. Don't go up and you know, engage them.
Right. But then there's the whole psychology of the power of labels. Once the label is stuck on you, what do you do with that? And then people start expecting.
Right, because most people aren't going to ask the question. If somebody gets labeled, if a teenager gets labeled with sex offender for the rest, in many states, for the rest of their lives,
that's right.
That's going to affect their lives. And nobody, and thank you, Rich, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Great call.
Yep.
It's going to affect their lives in a way that, you know, just somebody finding their nude photos isn't going to have any real effect. But, you're a sex offender? Sorry, you can't have this job. Sorry, you can't rent this house. That's sorry, you can't, you know, fill in the blank. You can't do it. They're not going to stop and say, well, why are you a sex offender?
That's right.
Tell me what happened. You're not going to get to those questions. It's going to be like, oh, sex offender, moving on. Get rid of that resume.
That's right.
Whereas, you know, if they would ask the question, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I took a picture of myself at age 16. And the person would just be shocked, like,
right.
You're a sex offender? That's a sex offense? And the same thing, like the caller pointed out, if you're, you know, you get caught peeing in a park or something like
indecent
that.
Indecent exposure.
You know, it depends. It could be just effluence, but either way, that's dangerous. That's bad. Right. We'll just throw you right in there with the child molesters and the sex offender list.
Right.
And it's just, again, another example of how a government program with an intention of, we need to inform people about these dangerous people, ends up being applied much wider than it was originally purportedly intended. Because I don't think anybody who created the sex offender registry thought, oh yeah, let's put the guy in here who had to go real bad at the park and he had too many beers. Mm-hmm. Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Pastor Andrew Brunson has met with President Trump in the Oval Office after spending 2 years in custody in Turkey for alleged terrorism. The president thanked Turkey.
This is a tremendous step toward having the kind of relationship with Turkey, which can be a great relationship.
Brunson spent 25 years in Turkey leading a small congregation in the city of Izmir. The president also says we would be punishing ourselves by canceling weapons sales to Saudi Arabia following Turkish reports that Kamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. But a growing number of global businesses have withdrawn from an upcoming summit in Saudi Arabia amid concerns over the mystery of the Washington Post journalist's disappearance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, inviting you to join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number for you to take control of those airwaves is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vin.
And also, you can call us on the Discord, on-air call-in line rooms. We got three of them, and if for whatever reason they get all full up and we start using three lines all the time, I can add a fourth or a fifth or however many we need to. On Discord. So you can use the phones and sound typical, or you can use Discord and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. It really does sound great. But you do need the Discord app first, so go and grab that at discordapp.com, set up your account, and then click over to discord.lrn.fm. That'll get you in our server, and you can join one of those call-in line rooms right there at the top of our channel list. You know, a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom's been putting out his own show every single weekday. The Tom Woods Show has racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. You thought doing once a week was a lot, Finn. This guy's doing it every day.
I love Tom Woods.
Yeah, it's a level of dedication that it's hard to find in the liberty movement. But he's been doing it, and he's been doing a good job interviewing folks like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, and covering all kinds of topics from war to the Federal Reserve to net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. So you can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we go to the phones, to the fun, whether you want to talk about this insanity of the so-called sexting scandals or whatever's on your mind goes here. And so we're going to Jake in Alaska, listening on or watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Hey, Jake.
Hey.
Hey, you're on here.
I remember a boy all over your head. The bald
what?
Head. Oh, my God.
I don't know what he said that he wanted to do to your head, Ben, but I don't think it was terrible for the most part. So I'm glad it was garbled.
Garbled.
You know what? You are an attractive man, so I imagine you get that a lot.
I take it as a compliment.
I always did, too, man. Whenever a gay guy would give me a compliment, I would be like, you know what? It's nice to know. I could always go gay if I needed to.
There you go. Yeah.
You know? I don't want to, but if I could, if I needed to, some of them like me. So anyway, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And as long as you don't say something we can't air on the radio, we welcome a good crank call. I don't know what he said, so I let it go. So maybe...
I think it needed a little more of a setup. He needs a, so that's a good freshman effort.
He needs to
clean it up, write, clean it up too much, but I mean just, you know, write it out a little more, give a little more narrative structure, build the character a little bit more, have a little more character development.
Yeah, they don't do characters.
Yeah, I want a good punchline. I want you to develop out your character, draw us into the conversation, and then drop the, not the N-bomb, but drop A-bomb.
Just don't say certain words you can't say on the radio. And I understand some of the young people out there don't know much about what the rules are on the radio. Here's the rule. If you're in doubt, then just leave it out. Don't say whatever. If you're not sure, there's certain words, the F-word, the S-word, the N-word. Those are things you cannot say under any circumstances. Other things, you might be able to get away with depending on the context, but it just, it depends.
Yes.
So I like that. A freshman effort. He got past, he didn't get hung up on and didn't get his call dropped. Dropped.
Yes.
He got hung up on, but he didn't get his call dropped. And so that's, or dumped, I guess I should say. So anyway, toll free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom here. So we were talking about this Ridgewood High School so-called scandal, and I don't know if there's a whole lot more to say except for, just generally to point out that these are not criminals, these students at the high school who are ostensibly taking and sharing photos of themselves naked. It should not be a criminal act what it is that they are doing, even though by the definition of what they call child pornography, it sadly is. It's insulting to these teens who are just doing something that they think is either fun or a nice thing for their boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, and to turn that into something that everybody's talking about, that news media is running with the story and the cops are investigating and they're going to come around and ask questions and ask your parents to start getting into your cell phone and become essentially agents for the police. I mean, this is all very scary and
unnecessary. What a traumatic experience to subject. Like, could you imagine being pulled into, let's say, an administrator's office, and there's a police officer there, and being like, "Oh, we need to see your phone." And what a traumatic experience to put a kid through. Seriously, is this necessary?
Well, not only that, but since you sort of drew up that scenario, which that's what happened.
Of course it did.
You got to remember also that these young people, being in government schools, have not been subjected to any kind of Know Your Rights seminar.
Nope.
So when they go into that room and the cop is, intimidating, which they are intending to be and have been trained on how to be, and the cop demands the phone get handed over, they're going to think they have to.
That's right.
And I don't care what you signed. I know that a lot of these schools, they have like a student handbook. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of the school year, they'll have the student and the parents sign the handbook, saying they've read the rules. And look, I don't care if you signed the handbook. You don't have an obligation. I'm not an attorney, but this is my understanding of things.
Yes.
You have no obligation whatsoever to put your passcode. If you've got your phone passcoded,
which you should.
You have no obligation whatsoever to put a passcode into that phone to unlock it for an administrator,
for
your teacher,
or
for a uniformed police officer or an ununiformed police officer.
And I would suggest that you use a PIN code as opposed to facial recognition or hand, because now the things are coming out where they are forcing people to put their – they're literally forcibly taking someone's hand and putting it on the phone. They're forcibly putting it in front of someone's face. They can't get a PIN code out of your out of your head. So I would suggest, although for some reason on my phone it says that is the medium security way of doing it.
The higher security is an actual password with letters in it.
Right. That would be the highest. So, that may take a little bit longer, but I would definitely suggest, although facial is easier, although fingerprint is easier, they are not more secure.
Right. So if they're telling you something, you still have your rights, mm-hmm. okay? And this is a concept that they do not deliver to young people at all, the idea of rights. They might touch on the Bill of Rights in a history class once mm-hmm. or something like that. So you may actually encounter that, but they're not going to I remember specifically at my high school being somewhat more aware, I would think, of these things than probably the average high schooler at the mm-hmm. time. I actually had a conversation with the principal of my high school who told me that you don't have a right to free speech in school.
Yeah, that is one that they like to push forward, but I do believe that is settled settled law that you absolutely do have the right to free speech.
Yeah,
that does not go away.
But that doesn't stop them from telling you differently, right? Because it's not illegal for them to lie to you.
See,
so
which is amazing. That should be a crime.
It should
be a crime for you to be a government employee and lie to a child about the scope of their rights within that environment. That should be a crime.
Well, yeah, I mean, that'd be great. But the government, of course, doesn't hold itself accountable for anything whatsoever, and they've got all kinds of government immunities that protect them specifically from liability for, you know, malfeasance or whatever it is. So you got to know your rights.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do you have to know your rights, but you have to be willing to exercise them under strenuous circumstances, under circumstances in which you're being intimidated and you're being lied to. So, you know, where do you start with that? Well, there's some great, information out there from Cop Block. Mm-hmm. I hand out flyers, the Cop Block Know Your Rights flyer, which you can actually, pull that up on the Free Keen website at tools.freekeen.com and print it out, you know, because you don't live in Keene, likely, so you probably haven't gotten one from me in, you know, physical reality, because I like to go down to the college every year at the beginning of the semester.
I like that.
For like three or four weeks. I'll go out every Thursday, Friday night, or as many of them as I can, and just flyer the party nights. Basically, as the college students are walking around from party to party, I stand on like one of the main areas where they are and just hand out literally hundreds of flyers in 1 or 2 hours at a time, to the point where after a few weeks, they're like, oh, yeah, I already got two of them from you. I'm good. So once it gets penetrated out into the populace, then I, you know, call it a year at that point. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want in these remaining moments. We got enough time for you. If you dial now, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. I want to thank JP, who is a longtime Free Talk Live amplifier. He goes all the way back to when we used to have $3 amp subscriptions. Because back in the beginning, that's where we started things, and then we decided to take it up to $5 being the minimum. But JP was way back in the day, so he's
an OG.
OG amplifier. Amp stands for advertise, market, and promote. That is a way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the United States, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of liberty and freedom and peace and cryptocurrency, which we're going to change gears and talk a little crypto here in the last segment. We kind of opened the show with a little bit about crypto with your Bitcoin Heretics event that you put on for the first time successfully this week in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, that I went to on Thursday night.
It was great.
Yeah, I was grateful to be able to check that out, and we'll let you know when the video is available of that. No ETA at the moment, but at some point it'll come out. You told me, Vin, that there's one of these banker old-school money guys who's on the attack, as there seems to be this large group of these old money guys that loves to just come on out and trash on Bitcoin.
Nouriel Roubini, the famous writer and economist. They call him Dr. Doom. I believe he's a Persian background. Quite an intelligent individual, but he is a hater if ever there was one, and he went and testified in front of Congress and has now been storming through crypto Twitter, really trolling, as a matter of fact. Yeah, and he's offering to debate the inventor of Ethereum, Vitalik Buterin. But, man, this dude is turning into a total troll. But
Well, now, is he trolling or, because, when you troll, there's the suggestion that maybe you don't really believe what you're saying, right? Like, that you're just trying to get a reaction, that you just want people to, get upset. This guy must believe what he's saying, right? Let's get into what he's saying here, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, please. Yes.
Nouriel Roubini, who's described here at CNBC as a global economist.
Yes.
And he is, apparently has his claim to fame is he predicted the 2008 financial crisis. Oh, so did Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Is making sure U.S. senators don't miss his warning on cryptocurrency. Within minutes of testifying at a congressional hearing on Capitol Hill Thursday, Roubini sounded alarms on multiple aspects of the new digital asset class. Quote, crypto is the mother or father of all scams and bubbles, said Roubini, who's also a professor at New York University, told the U.S. Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Community Affairs. The self-described expert on international financial markets, asset and credit bubbles, and their bust said the first warning sign came after late last year as Bitcoin neared a high of almost $20,000. He told senators that, quote, literally every human being I met between Thanksgiving and Christmas of 2017 asked him if they should buy cryptocurrency.
Wow.
Which is a real, like, statement of, that has some penetration.
He said every human being that he met.
That's what he said. He might have been exaggerating, but regardless, it may have been a lot of people, and it certainly was in the mouths of, you know, folks discussing whatever
was
going on.
At Christmas time, my cousin is a county sheriff in one of the counties in California, and he said, oh, yeah, everything around the sheriff's office, all they were yelling.
Talking about Bitcoin.
What's that Bitcoin doing now? They just started buying. And I told him, well, man, they may be in for a shocker if they're buying in at these high prices. But I found it interesting that, yeah, he wanted to talk to me about it because he knew I was involved in crypto and all of that. Yeah, but how is that a scam?
Well, he goes on. He says, especially folks with zero financial literacy, individuals who could not tell the difference between stocks and bonds, went into a literal manic frenzy of Bitcoin and crypto buying, said Roubini. Well, I can tell you this. I don't know a whole hell of a lot about these traditional financial markets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think when I was like in my early 20s, I bought some stocks just for the, you know, the heck of it or whatever. I didn't really do much research or anything like that. Not that research is going to make much of a difference is how a stock goes. But, you know, I wouldn't know how to buy a bond. I guess you call somebody who knows how to buy bonds and you have them do it for
you. A broker,
or whatever. So, I don't know the difference, but I know the difference between Bitcoin and Ethereum, and I know how to,
you know,
buy and sell those things. So, again, that's irrelevant. But in his prepared testimony, Roubini called out, quote, scammers, swindlers, criminals, charlatans, insider whales, and carnival barkers, who he said had tapped into, quote, clueless retail investors FOMO, which is fear of missing out, then took him for a ride with pump and dump schemes for, quote, scammy, crappy assets at the peak that then went into a bust and crash in a matter of months like you have not seen in any history of financial bubbles. Well, I mean, what do you have to say to the bubble accusation, Vin? I mean, because it definitely did go up, and then it went down. Isn't that a bubble?
Well, I don't, a bubble goes up and then down, but that's only if you look at it as you're just coming into it, buddy. I bought my first Bitcoin. I know you've been in it for a very long time, but I bought my first Bitcoin at $15.
Wow.
In 2012, November of 2012. It don't look like a bubble to me, buddy. When I look at those prices, I'm looking at so maybe it crashed from $20,000 to $6,000, but what's $15 to $6,500
huge
in 6 years?
Yeah.
What? That sounds to me like the greatest investment opportunity in 1,000 years?
Right. And what opportunity to invest isn't fraught with some level of risk?
Well, that's what makes it an investment.
Yeah, right.
If there's no... Well, this is something that I tweeted today that I said, you know, in talking about this scam idea, you know, the greatest return on investment always comes from investing at the time of the greatest risk, when nobody else wants in, right? Like... You would hear it from somebody who's like, yeah, this first investor who invested in us when no one else believed in us, right? That's the moment of greatest risk. That's when you get the largest returns on your investment.
Yeah, when you look the craziest.
So that means that the greatest opportunity, investment opportunity, is indistinguishable from a scam. Because the greatest investment opportunity, most other people will be saying, dude, that's a scam. You really shouldn't
look
be
out.
Doing that. You really shouldn't be doing that. So for him to say that it's the mother of all scams is really to say, well, it also really could be the mother of all great investment opportunities. Right. You should be paying attention to scams, and, or when people say, it's a scam, pay attention, do your own research, really dig in, because it's probably a good chance that that could be a great investment opportunity.
You want to talk about the mother of all scams? Let's talk about fiat currency.
The Fed? The Fed is not the mother of all scams. Printing money out
from
of thin air. And then which then devalues the rest of the money out there. That's not a scam.
Right. And then, you know, issuing bonds and all the other crap based on that.
That's right.
And those are the things that this Rubini guy loves.
He's a shill for them. He's their shill.
And so, and then the article goes on to talk about how other economists and Wall Street leaders have agreed with Rubini's assessment on Bitcoin, but few have as aggressively spoken out about its underlying technology, blockchain. Rubini sees almost no reason for its widespread adoption. Well, the dude's an idiot, because blockchain, even without the whole cryptocurrency aspect, the idea of the blockchain is what's really kind of the technology that backs Bitcoin. I mean, it's ultimately it's not the code, but it's the technology that backs Bitcoin. It's not that complex to say it's a public ledger.
Yep.
It's a public ledger that's distributed and decentralized.
That's
so
right.
Copies of that blockchain, of that public ledger, exist simultaneously in the same state, you know, not physical state, but the same state. They have the exact same content.
That's right.
In thousands of locations around the globe. With Bitcoin, it's, I believe, over 10,000 nodes currently, full nodes, have the full blockchain, which is every single transaction that's ever happened on Bitcoin since 2009 when it was launched. So it's almost a decade now. Mm-hmm. It's worth of transactions. Last I looked, it was, getting up towards 200 gigs or something?
I
remember it at 150 a couple of years ago, so I'm guessing it's closer to 200 now, but... so it's not a bit, but on the scheme of things, it's not really that big.
I mean,
think about how much money we're talking about that's been transferred and the value that's been transferred. But blockchain as a technology is being adopted in many cases by big companies like IBM and Bank of America and many of these
banks are adopting the underlying technology.
Right, because it's more secure when you have different copies of the ledger in different places, even whether it's public or not.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in a private company, obviously it's not going to be public, but it'll be in different places and secured by the fact that it's in different places. So if somebody wants to come in and cook the books, well, they don't get to access all 20 copies or all 2,000 copies. They get to access one copy. They try to change the details in the blockchain, and then the other nodes check it and say, well, that's fake.
Well, that's why he doesn't like it.
He can't scam them anymore.
He's shilling for scammers, and he's shilling for counterfeiters, and they don't want that. They want to have complete control.
We are out of time for tonight.
ASAP.
Check out Vin Armani on his show over at vinarmani.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And you're on Twitter as well.
Yep, at Vin Armani.
All right. And then you can join us tomorrow night because we're live every single night, and I'll be taking over the Sunday show tomorrow.
Thanks.
So join us then. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Enjoy your weekend.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.